So 2 weeks ago, Alex talked about some data analysis that we've been doing on the immune sequence repertoires. And today, I'm just going to show you, a few of the modeling efforts we've been doing with Alex as well. And most of this work was done actually with our student Andreas Meyer, who's going to graduate, who's graduated last June. And we had collaborators also, Vijay Balasubramanian, who you may know, and Olivier Rivoire on the second part that I will not have the time to talk about anyway. And the general idea is it's really to propose toy models to understand how the immune system is. So it's really, you have to maybe a bit lenient, because here, we're making a bold assumption that things are optimal. We're not claiming that things are actually optimal, but then we want to see how far that takes us in terms of making predictions and seeing how the actual immune system works. So what's the general question that we're interested in is, so Alex gave that introduction 2 weeks ago, but there's, I think, zero overlap with the audience of today. So what we're interested in is B and T cell receptors. So B and T cells are very important actors of adaptive immunity, and the way it works is that each B and T cell receptor, and this doesn't work at all, expresses a unique receptor on its surface that's generated essentially randomly in a way that Alex explained 2 weeks ago. But okay, for the purpose of this talk, what you need to know is that it's really, they all have their own unique receptor. And then, why do you need so many unique receptors? Because these receptors recognize antigens, we belong to pathogens, and you need a wide diversity of receptors to be able to match the wide diversity of antigens that are out there, right? So the question we have is, how diverse are these receptors? And also, what structures this diversity, right? So that's a general overarching theme of what we're trying to do. And some of it is on data, and some what I'm going to talk to you about is, can we try and infer what this diversity should be from first principles? The answer is fairly simple, is that because there are several TCR receptors that can recognize the same food. Right? So they all found their own solution, maybe to the same infections. So of course these are unrelated individuals, even though they come from the same city.
This is a repertoire which is observed from sequencing from the blood, conditional upon past history and so on, right? I mean, this is a question, what does that to do with the actual repertoire and the way you define it?
Oh, this has very much to do with the repertoire.
No, that's the night. That's the.
It's not naive. This is.
Then I guess I don't understand what you mean by the repertoire. I mean, presumably the person is born with some repertoire. Well, that's the one, but they're born with probably least
development of time. So what we're arguing here is that if you want to do better in terms of memory management, when you get secondary or tertiary infections, you should ask your memory cells to divide a smaller and smaller number of times. Right? That's technically the main prediction. And we have a prediction for how much. Of course, it depends on the models of the parameter, but there's a framework for thinking about this. Okay, so that would be it. This is a snapshot for Alex. Maybe you can cover this afternoon.
Yeah, as you want.
I mean, I'm done, right? So I'll just this would be.